This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm in Seattle, Washington, talking with Bill Berlemann, a man who tells me that he is dealing with boys of many races in the central part of this city, but that these boys, he says, they never talk about the future because they believe that there isn't really a future for them. Bill, can you give me an example, say, of one boy? That will make it vivid for us.
We notice with the boys we have that we get very few who are future-oriented. Very few boys ever tell us, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going on to college, or anything of that nature. And I think that the reason is that most of these boys have enough indications around them that that sort of future just isn't for them, and they postpone thinking about it. And this is a story of an 18-year-old boy who, when he was younger, was served here at the center. When he turned 18, he called me, and he said that he was in desperate need of a job. His mother was an aid to dependent children recipient, a welfare recipient, and she had a great number of children, 8 or 9, most of them younger than this boy. And this boy was now at an age when he was considered old enough to go out and find employment, and that he was consequently going to be dropped from her grant. The mother was desperately dependent upon this sum of money. She had to have it, and when this boy was no longer going to be included, she began putting pressure on him. You go out and find a job. Get out of the house. Do something. The boy had a desperate time. He really didn't know where to turn or how to even look for a job. He had had a record in a correctional institution when he was younger. He was a school dropout. He had never really looked for a job. Well, at that time, we'd had very little success, Eric, in finding anyone jobs. So we said, with this boy, it seems to us he is sincere, and we would personally try to find him employment. We personally took this boy to 44 different employment situations. Face-to-face, we knew this boy showed up for these employment interviews. And these jobs, incidentally, were not jobs beyond his means.
And 44 times he was turned down.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that was?
The employers told us that this boy, without any work experience and considering his position and something of his past, they could just make a better choice to fill what positions they had.
What race was the boy in the
family?
The boy
was a Negro.
Do you think that had anything to do with it?
I think so. Of course it does. It would be naive to say that it didn't. This boy subsequently wound up with a group of older adolescent boys stealing cars and stripping them and selling parts. And he is, as a matter of fact, so far as I know, to this day, an adult reformatory in this state. I must tell you that this was about 2 to 3 years ago, about 2.5 years ago when this happened.
That was before the anti-poverty program.
Right.
Now, has it made any difference?
To one who sits in a community like this, the poverty program has already had a tremendous impact as far as I'm concerned. We now are able to find employment for a great number of boys in this area. I'm happy to say today that we've been able to get Negroes into positions such as traffic engineering, where they do traffic counting, small appliance repair for our city light here. In other words, the poverty program has upgraded a lot of the positions and made them available to some of our boys. And incidentally, this is beginning to have an impact upon the younger boy now. Boys who are not future-oriented, if they are able to look to older siblings and see them getting responsible, worthwhile jobs that have some status, are themselves, I think, much more encouraged to think about their futures and to think about that there is a chance for me. And this, I think, introduces a whole emphasis of hope upon education and future thinking.
Mr. Bill Berlemann, here in the Atlantic Street Center, run by the Women's Society of Christian Service of the Methodist Church in Seattle, Washington. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.